The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Begin here. So welcome everybody. It's really nice to see you all. It's very sweet. It's very heartwarming. And the way that some of us, I know from having seen you at IMC, and some of you I'm just meeting here online, and it's what a delight it is, honestly. So I just want to touch a little bit on how troubling things are. I'm not going to talk a lot about the specifics, but I could use this word troubling, which, you know, covers so much of what's happening in society, in our lives. Maybe there's personal specific things for us, maybe there's bigger things, but it's just natural, or I hope it's natural at least, that when these things are troubling, that there's a impulse, there's an inquiry, what can I do? How can I help? What's something that is helpful or supportive? And there's lots of different answers to that. There isn't one way. But first of all, I kind of want to honor that impulse of this feeling like, okay, I'd like to help. I'd like to be part of the solution. I want to be of support to others, to myself. And one way that we can do this is to listen deeply. Listen deeply. So we can unpack this in a number of different ways, including listening deeply to others. That is, so that we can really hear what others are saying, rather than what we think that they're saying or expecting them to say, or maybe we're not even paying attention. But to deeply listen so that we can hear what they are saying, and so that we can understand, or maybe understand, or have a better understanding, or more likely to understand what's underneath the words, like what's fueling the words, what's the mind state, what's the emotional state, what is needed, what is being asked for, even if it's not being explicit in the words. There are some people who talk about communication as, you know, it's individuals expressing a need. They need something. They may not even know what it is that they need, but they're expressing, communicating something. So one part of listening deeply is a way in which we can listen to more than just the words, but everything else, of course, body language and eye contact, the way they hold themselves, but also the context of where is this person and the time of day. Is it right after a meal, before a meal, when they're tired, when they're inebriated, when they just finished coming out of a stressful situation or something like this? So to listen deeply is to, and maybe it's a little bit deeper as well as a little bit more broad, is to also put it into the context. And then part of the reason is to listen deeply is so that we might understand better. We might have a fuller picture. We might have a greater appreciation of what is being said. Maybe something that's beyond just the simple words or the simple gestures. But also so that others feel heard, and that others feel seen. I think all of us have this experience. It's powerful when we feel like somebody is really listening to us. Maybe it might even be a little bit uncomfortable if we're not used to it, of somebody really listening to us. But when you feel like somebody is kind of put down their own agenda and is listening to us, it might us feel a little bit uncomfortable, but it also might allow something to relax. This recognition like, oh, okay, now I don't have to be exaggerated in what I'm saying, perhaps, and somebody's listening, then I can maybe talk in more nuanced ways or in a softer way, or maybe, maybe not too. Maybe it just is helpful for them to feel like they're seen and heard, and maybe they don't change the way they communicate. But listening deeply also includes listening to ourselves, listening to ourselves deeply from a receptive place or in a caring place, like to hear what is for us, what is underneath some of the stories we tell ourselves, some of the stories we hear ourselves saying about others. What our listening deeply is to have an inquiry into what are some of the underlying beliefs that are fueling and supporting the words that we say to ourselves, or the words that we say about others. Because if we don't have a deep listening, it's so easy to just kind of slip into this automatic response of every time we hear anybody say something, to kind of have this response of, yeah, yeah, but how does this affect me? Not so much concerned about the other person, but it's more like, okay, well, how does this affect me? Like, what's okay? Yeah, you know, I kind of hear you're saying, but what I'm really listening for is how this is going to impact me, or what I have to do, or listening for you to confirm some ideas I have about myself. Or maybe we have in our minds, well, what can I say next so that I can really make my point and get things my way? And maybe not really listening deeply. Those could be some automatic responses, or maybe there's a tendency to interrupt, thinking that we've already jumped to conclusions. We already know what that person's going to say. We think we know, and we're a little bit dismissive and feeling impatient. And so that we interrupt them and we don't allow them to, maybe they're finding their way. So maybe what they're saying at the beginning is something both of you already know, but they're using that as a way to kind of get warmed up. Maybe they're a little bit more of an introvert and need a little time to find their words. Or maybe we don't listen deeply because we're just so self-concerned that what everybody else is saying is of no interest. And to be sure, there are times in our lives when we are self-concerned, when we are in deep and suffering, is we're not able necessarily to listen deeply to others. Maybe we are, but maybe we're not. So can we recognize that this is something that we wish for ourselves, a skill we like to develop and cultivate, a capacity? But also recognize that sometimes, if we're in deep suffering, physical pain, emotional pain, it is difficult for us to listen deeply. So can we create a life in which we can listen to others and can listen to ourselves, so that when we are in emotional pain, physical pain, we can take care of ourselves? Part of taking care of ourselves is to really have a sense of what's needed, instead of what we think is needed, but to listen and to see what's really needed. So some of these characteristics of deep listening is has this generosity of spirit, have a empathy, a feeling that, okay, I understand what you're saying. I can see what you're feeling, even if it's not exactly right. It's in that direction and it's supportive. And it's trusting that what others are saying, regardless of how well they're saying it or poorly they're saying it, and how well we are saying it or poorly we're saying it, that trusting, it comes from something true in their experience. And maybe some of the work for us is to tap into what is that true from their experience. So all this about deep listening, and this comes from a receptive and caring stance, a receptive and caring perspective, of course, can be supported by loving kindness meditation. to find some warmth or warm-heartedness, or be able to connect to that stance or that perspective or that experience, is a great way to support us in deep listening. And deep listening and loving kindness is a beautiful way to help with all these things that are troubling, that are difficult. They may not be the only thing, but it's a beautiful way in which to create a foundation from which some wisdom might arise on what else we might do. Have some warm-heartedness and some deep listening. Okay, so with that as an introduction, if you'd like to take an alert, upright posture, a posture that has both some ease and some alertness. And in some ways, the posture could be a great place to practice listening to ourselves. Like, what is the body? How does it feel right now? What does it need? Is there a way that we could adjust our posture slightly that feels more supportive, more sustainable? And just feel into the posture. What is it like to have this particular configuration? To have the body in this particular, I want to use the word shape, but not towards fitness, but towards like this asana, if you know that word. It's essentially posture. What does it feel like to sit here right now? Can you sit and know that you're sitting? As you feel the body, you might notice the body is breathing. Maybe it's obvious, maybe it's a little bit subtle. Can we just rest our awareness on the sensations of breathing? Maybe it's the abdomen moving, the chest moving, or maybe the air going in and out of the nose. Just resting our awareness on the sensations of breathing. It might be that you're often or finding yourself lost in thought. Can you have that not be a problem? Of course you're lost in thought. You've been thinking all day, chances are. So just very simply, gently, begin again with awareness on the sensations of breathing. What would it be like to listen deeply to the experience of breathing? That is, to attune ourselves with the experience of breathing without straining. There's no need to push or strive in a relaxed, easy way. Maybe like if you hear your favorite song in a noisy restaurant, like, oh, are they playing that song? But in a nice, easy way. Not that you have to make everything else quiet. Maybe that wasn't a good example. Maybe that's a little bit too much straining. More like feeling from the inside. And then to begin our loving kindness practice. So bring to mind a lovable being. A being in which you can't help but have a little bit of a smile, whether it's an obvious smile or maybe the smile is only internal. It could be somebody you have a relationship with that you know. It could be somebody that you know of but don't have a relationship with. Or some people like to imagine kittens, puppies, babies, little chicks, fluffy little chicks. You might feel into the body and see if there's any sense of warm-heartedness or maybe even a small bit of delight, like, oh, yes, this I love this being. Or maybe love isn't the right word. I have goodwill or deep friendliness, a lot of care, warmth. And then to support our cultivating loving kindness while having this lovable being in mind, we can repeat the phrases. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. You're welcome to modify the phrases. Through the millennia, through the centuries, through the years, through the translations, of course the words have changed a little bit. It's not so much that the words are magical. It's how they support us and cultivating warm-heartedness. So you might have other words that are more resonant. Of course, these words don't need to be in English. There might be another language that's the language of your heart. But an encouragement to keep them, the phrases simple. Also use the sensations in the body as a support. There might be a little bit of warm-heartedness or tenderness that you feel in the chest or near the heart. There might be a little sense of contentment or well-being. These sensations might be really subtle. They might be really obvious. Or maybe it's not even quite clear what I'm talking about. It's all perfectly fine. If there are feelings of ease, spaciousness, warm-heartedness, you can allow those sensations to get as big as they would like, to grow or stretch without making anything happen, or just allowing. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then to build on this foundation of loving kindness that we're cultivating, developing, can expand it to include ourselves. Loving kindness for ourselves. Sometimes we might think that loving kindness we extend to everybody else and forgetting ourselves. It's important to include ourselves. So you can maybe tune into the felt sense of the body sitting here, or maybe bring to mind an image of yourself. Some people like to choose an image of when they were children, even toddlers. Some people like to choose a contemporary image, whichever one, whichever way. Can we bring some of the warm-heartedness that we were cultivating, developing towards the lovable being, and just expand it to include ourselves? May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. What would it be like to have this experience of being with loving kindness and to listen to oneself? In a kind-hearted, warm-hearted way. To listen with care. And then to end this meditation, feel your feet on the ground, and the pressure of the chair or the cushion against your body. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. Yeah, so this idea of creating a environment which is filled with warm-heartedness, care, warmth, it helps create the conditions in which we can hear ourselves better, we can hear others better. Hear what's being said and what's not being said. So, now I'd like to create an opportunity for you all to practice deep listening in some kind of way. That is to have you in groups of three or four, and you can talk about either your ideas about deep listening or your experience with that meditation, or maybe more generally your experience with loving kindness practice. And then not so much that that this is a regular conversation, but that one person might share, and maybe part of speaking out loud is part of listening to what's inside of yourself. And while others are listening and witnessing what's being shared. So not so much giving advice to one another or things like that, but as to kind of consider this as an extension of this practice and an exploration to this idea of deep listening and the practice of deep listening. So I'm going to put you into some breakout rooms, and we'll have okay, so people are leaving, so I keep on changing the rooms here so that it doesn't end up with nobody in the rooms here. It should be about three of you per room now. Maybe four. So three or four in a room. And we'll take about 12 minutes. How's that? And an opportunity to do this type of a practice, a little bit different than just a minute. Okay, great. Have fun. So we have a few minutes here. I'd love to hear something. Drake, are you raising your hand or are you? Nope. Could we shake his head? No. So is there somebody would like to make a comment or share? What was that like to practice deep listening or talk about deep listening?
It was really quiet. And we didn't, there was lots of silence. It was great.
Nice.
We had some good deep listeners.
Thank you, Eck. Yeah, this idea that maybe listening allows there to be space, allows there to be quiet. Yeah. Thank you. Anybody else have something they'd like to say?
When we finished sharing the first round, it was so nice. People wanted to know where everybody was from. And there was this huge, virtual embrace, basically. That's nice. How I experienced it.
Nice. Yeah, I saw that, Elizabeth, you have that you're from Vancouver, and Kim, who was on here, she's from British Columbia, too. And I was thinking, like, oh, I wonder if they will end up in the same room and connect, you know, in this way. The Zoom just does this randomly, who gets in which room. So it can be nice to see people from our same area. It's nice to meet people from other areas too. Anybody else have a comment? Yes, Susan.
I feel happier.
Yeah. with a bow. Thanks. Yeah, I'm happy to hear that. This is, we're calling this happy hour, right? But maybe I'll say this. I'm very pleased and delighted to hear this. But also I want to say that sometimes when we do this practice, everything except happiness arises. And that's part of how this works, that, you know, we're just putting the conditions into place, but it's not uncommon for somehow the mind to start thinking about all the things or all the times that there haven't been happiness, safety, health, or ease. And that's okay. Somehow this practice is to help us kind of have the capacity to hold that experience as well. So, okay, so it's 7 o'clock. So maybe I will unmute us all and we can say goodbye, just kind of like have an opportunity to hear everybody's voices together. So goodbye and good night.
All right. Thank you.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.
Have a good night. Not mute me. It feels warm, Diana. Thank you. It feels warm.
Oh, good, good. Thank you, Abraham.
We need this.
Yes, yes, we do. We really do.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Thank you, Diana.
Yes, my pleasure.
And I really needed this today. Thank you. Mm.
And with a deep bow, right, to everybody for showing up. And like we do this practice for ourselves and for each other, right? It wouldn't be quite the same if you were the only person that showed up. And right, there's something about all of us doing this together. Yeah. Okay.
Bye.
Okay. Bye. Wish you all a beautiful evening.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Wherever you are.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye-bye.